Hello there. My name is Christian. I'm coming from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Would you mind today with the survey? It's only about 6 minutes.
And who are you representing?
I'm coming from National Opinion Surveys.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. First question, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And what is your age, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm over 65.
Okay. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, to 10, where it means that you're really motivated. A 10? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? First would be Marcy Kamter as Congresswoman.
10.
No, on this one, you either say you approve or disapprove.
Okay, approve.
And that would that be a strongly or somewhat?
That is a strongly approve.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Joe Biden as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat? Sherrod Brown as senator?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, and you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay? First Energy.
I don't approve.
So you're unfavorable.
Unfavorable.
Or somewhat.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Thank you. Marcy Kamter?
Very favorable.
Derek Marin?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Extremely unfavorable.
And Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for state were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kamter?
Marcy Kamter.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there's no chance you would consider voting for him?
No chance.
Thank you. Now, five more minutes. Now I'm going to read a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants to America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it does not make a difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference. First statement, Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. So would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Not true.
It's not true. Or no, wait, stop that. It makes no difference. I would never vote for him.
Okay, yeah, that's your stance. Okay, so I'm going to go with no difference for all the statements, okay, because you're not going to vote for him.
Okay.
Next, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? In your own words, why do you not want to vote for him?
I think he is bigoted, stupid, and should never be in public office.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, I'm writing that down.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
He's not qualified to take out my trash.
So, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So, I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for, oh my gosh, you just said it. I need to write that again. Give me a second here. Okay, let's move on real quick. What is the best year? What is the last year? Well, these next questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important?
Very important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? We really appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.